Let's begin. Close your eyes. And adjust your posture. Your chin is slightly in. Your back of your neck is straight. Shoulders are down. Okay. Let's imagine the long, long straight line is coming down from far above your head. Think about it coming down from heaven. Since your physical eyes are closed, your inner eye is open now. So you are using your inner eye to see this line. The way inner eye looks or see these things are quite different from the way your physical eyes do. More like looking or seeing is more accepting. You can use all your imagination, your willingness, but if you don't see it, that's okay, but just accept the line is coming down far above your head, and the tip of the line touch the top of your head, and gently get in. It's a very gentle line. And penetrating you, your body, I mean. So try to feel this line in your body. The line goes down in your head, into your spine, okay? In your neck bone, and backbone. Going down and down. This line is adjusting your posture and holding your posture so you can relax your muscles. Muscle is not the one to hold this posture. The line is. Let the line hold you. And line goes out from the tailbone, keeps going down and down through the floor. Through the ground, into the center of planet. Okay, the line reaches the center of the planet, which means Your entire body is penetrating this line. You can let go of your body. If you still have a tension in anywhere, just tell that part, you can relax. It's okay. The line takes care of you. So your mind accepts this line. What does that mean? It means that you are connected to the heaven or universe. And also, you are connected to the planet, the Earth. You are not bound by the law of this world. But you are protected by the law of God. By just accepting this line, you can put your burdens, your carrying burdens away. You can tell yourself, I do not need to carry all the stuff by myself. I am protected. We may need to tell ourselves again and again because we are getting used to doing by myself, by ourselves. We are getting used to prove what we can do, how much we can do. But now, we do not need to prove anything. Our value is already set. Okay, let's bring our focus or consciousness to our breathing. Through through the nostril or through the mouth, either way is fine. Just observe your breathing. Observe means not controlling, not judging. You don't have to change your breathing pattern, just observe. Air is coming in and air is coming out. Very simple. You do not have to anything. Just observe. Which might be difficult. It's too simple, maybe. Our ego mind doesn't like the simplest things. Always want to do more and want the things complicated. But truth is very simple. Breathing is very simple. When you inhale, you exhale, that's all. So just observe. Observe your breathing at the same time. Just accept when the thoughts come up. Or feelings, sensation, whatever you get, just accept. Observe. When you find yourself caught in a mind chatter, just bring back your consciousness to the breathing. You do not have to achieve anything. And by observing your breathing is just being right here and right now. Stay your mind at this moment, every moment. Not in your past, not in your future. Just breathe. Air is coming in. And air is coming out. Let's bring your consciousness to your hands, your palms, and feel the breathing. The air is coming in, air is coming out. This time, maybe If you cannot breathe in and breathe out through your hands, think about the God or Holy Spirit or whatever you name it, that exhale and His breath or her breath coming into your through your hand in you. Energy is coming in through your hands. You can say the universe exhales and energy of the universe, which is love, is coming into you through your hands. And when the universe inhales, all the stagnation, all the tiredness, all the misery and frustration is coming out through your hands. The universe breathes out and joy coming in through your hands. In your universe breathes in your fear. Going out. The universe, the God, Holy Spirit, whatever you call, never takes anything away from you, just give and give. You just open yourself and receive. That's all you need. That's all you need to do. You have unlimited capacity to receive. Let's you open up your heart to receive. Use your chest area to receive universal love, God's love, God's abundance, or stillness. You breathe in. And the universe, God, Holy Spirit, exhales. Remember, you do not have to hold on to them because it comes constantly. When the love fills you out completely, but still coming and just from you, the love goes out. It's God's love is going out through you. So receive. Do not limit yourself. If you have a still discomfort in any part of your body, use it. Use that part to receive. If you have a headache, use the head, forehead. If you have itchy throat, then use the throat area. If you have stiff shoulders, use the shoulders to receive the love. If you have a heaviness in your lower back, use the lower back to receive. The universe, the God, the Holy Spirit is generous. It doesn't care where, through where you receive. You are receiving. That's important. Here on Earth, we think we have choices. As long as we think we have choices, you can open up your heart, you can close your heart. It which is up to you. The God never forces you. The God is waiting for you to receive. The universe is waiting for you to receive. God is very patient because God waits not in time, in eternity. But we are, or we think we are in time. So do not delay. The truth is very simple and easy. All we need to do is open our heart, open our mind. To receive and receive and receive more. So inhale slowly and deeply. And if you think and you can do, you cannot do any more, but once more you inhale, you have unlimited capacity to receive. Of course, you inhale and you exhale, you share what you receive. It's natural. You inhale and you exhale. You receive and you share. This is very simple. So remember, if you are frustrated, if you feel you don't have enough, you may forget that sharing part. More you share, more you receive. You are the God channel. Through you, God's love is going out. God's joy is going out. God's abundance going out. Constantly, if you feel the love, a joy, abundance, stillness, constantly, then just be a channel of God. Let's bring back the long, long straight line. We call that a grounding line, the line came down from the heaven and connected to the earth. And remember that your body is penetrating by this line. You do not have to worry about this body. This body is a tool. For what? To share what you receive. Keep receiving and keep sharing. There is no stagnation. Love is flowing constantly. Joy is flowing constantly. Abundance, stillness, happiness, flowing constantly. Keep this feeling with you and slowly put your head down and come out from the meditation.